So this is about the experience of really being present when twilight happens. But it's also kind of about that sense of sacredness that at that time everything gets very quiet. It's sort of a still moment. It's a waiting moment. The color drains out of the sky, and then it's the dark shadow of the earth climbs up in the east. But it's also kind of, for me, I get the feeling of something being sacred, but I'm trained in science. So I understand that this is happening because the earth is turning. But that doesn't make it anything, that doesn't make it less special, less sacred. So a canticle is a sacred song. It's a psalm or a hymn, and it's the words are often from sacred texts. So I chose that word on purpose because of that, and you'll notice there's a word, chalice, is in there. And it's those words just kind of came about while I was writing this, but they express that this is that's what this is about. It's about the sacred moment. It's about this change that happens every day. And about the animals and things that come out at that time. I haven't heard too many science people talk about it exactly, but I'm convinced that science is a quest for knowledge and understanding the same way that religion can be. It's just two roads, two ways, two paths going sort of the same way, but this different, maybe on different planes or something like that. We all want to know where we came from. We all want to know what it all means. We don't know. Maybe we can't know, but we can certainly feel those feelings of something special, something sacred, something beautiful and profound. And when you make scientific discoveries, it feels that way. This poem is called Summer Canticle. Twilight, when the sun has gone, dragging her burning cape over the horizon, and the indigo night ascends with the turn of the earth. Twilight, when the violet-green swallows skim the cloud bottoms one last time, while in the canyons bats take wing. Twilight, when a sphinx moth hovers, lowering his long, delicate tongue into the depths of a penstemon's chalice. Twilight, when the great horned owl alights on the ranch gate to hoot a wild canticle. The bright summer moon, as liquid as mercury, emerges from the black pine forest with the turn of the earth. ¶¶